Texte numéro 35. Drop-off in democratic votes ignites conspiracy theories on left and right. When President-elect Donald J. Trump was announced the winner of this year's presidential contest, the vote tallies suggested a sharp drop in Democratic votes compared to 2020. Some Republicans saw this as evidence of fraud in the 2020 election, claiming that Democrats had fabricated millions of votes, despite repeated confirmation from election officials, audits and courts that no wrongdoing occurred. The shortfall also set off doubts on the left. Hundreds of thousands of social media posts urged Vice President Kamala Harris not to concede over fears that millions of votes were missing, despite federal agencies assuring the public that the election was secure. Though it is unusual for opposing sides to create conspiracy theories from the same material, both Democrats and Republicans have fixated on Democrats' underperformance this year. This online narrative highlights how election fraud claims appeal to partisans facing electoral defeat, with social media amplifying these ideas despite clear evidence that they lack merit. Despite Election Day complications, Jan Easterly, director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, confirmed there was no evidence of any malicious activity that impacted election integrity. As more votes were counted, estimates suggested 157.6 million votes were cast this year, down 700,000 from 2020. The gap between Trump and Harris has continued to narrow as more votes are counted in left-leaning states like California, Washington, and Oregon, which take longer to process mail ballots. On the right, the conspiracy theory gained traction through conservative commentary. On an election night live stream, Fox News host Tucker Carlson, with millions of views, claimed that the 2020 election had been stolen. "Now, I'm totally convinced it was stolen," he said. A far-right post on X, with over 3 million followers, shared a manipulated chart exaggerating Democratic turnout by manipulating the axis. This post was viewed nearly 2 million times, contributing to the viral spread of misinformation. Meanwhile, the left's conspiracy theories centered around interference from Russia or bomb threats at polling sites in swing states. Many left-wing posts echoed the 2020 claims, with some suggesting that large crowd sizes at Harris rallies showed greater Democratic enthusiasm, though experts note crowd sizes are not reliable predictors of election turnout. The hashtag #DoNotConcedeKamala trended on X, with over 650,000 mentions. In one post, Dean Obadallah, a SiriusXM host, called for an investigation into potential fraud by Trump and Elon Musk. Despite these conspiracy theories, fears that they would develop into a larger movement were tempered by Democratic leaders, who widely accepted the results. Harris conceded the race, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries reaffirmed that Democrats would honour the results and support free and fair elections. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2024.